and the other end is flat and wider.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the skiff itself? What did that look like?
Well, the skiff itself is built, some of them's built square like a box, mm-hmm. and the others are pointed like that. Mm-hmm. And they have a seat in there where you sit, mm-hmm. and you take those oars, you know, and mm-hmm. make it move by working them like that. Mm-hmm. I've been in them. I used to love to fish. Mm-hmm. My first husband get up. The only thing that I disagreed with him, I didn't know how he taught me how to fish. Mm-hmm. And every time I was ready to bait the hook, I had to call him. He says, I'm going to leave you at home if you don't learn how to bait your hook. Uh-huh. And then when you catch a fish, you want me to take him off the hook. So unless you learn how to do those things, you'll have to leave you home.
Did you learn that?
I did. I like to fish, but I don't know. I don't have any friends now that like to go fishing. I have a friend that has a motel here.
A Dumont?
Yes. They're very good friends of mine. And I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma with them not long ago, and I was telling you about it just now. And Tommy, his wife, is so involved in that work that she doesn't get a chance because it's hard to get dependable people to work for you. Mm-hmm. And she has to slave there and help to clean those rooms up and make up the beds. And Michelle says that she's so hard to please, that's why. She has a lot of it to do herself. But they haven't. Have you been there?
No, I haven't. I know where it is, though.
Yes. They have a lovely place. Very clean and capable of giving service.
Any other boats I used to have besides this skiff? Any other small boats?
They had what they call the canoe.
Mm-hmm. Was that pointed at...
The canoe, I think, is pointed at one end, sits up, you know, something like that.
Just one end? Is it flat?
I think it's at both ends. Mm-hmm. And they all have little seats, you know, so they can.
Do you ever hear of a piro or bateau?
I've heard of a bateau.
Do you know what that looked like?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. What did you used to burn in lamps?
Coal oil. Mm-hmm.
Any other name for that?
I have one back there now.
Oh, you do?
You know, sometimes your lights go out, you've got to have some light. Uh-huh. So it's good to have one on hand. Uh-huh. And then I have candles. I keep candles at hand, you know, to light.
Any other name for coal oil?
Coal.
Any other name for coal oil?
The different kinds of coal.
No, the coal oil that you burn.
Oh. No. Kerosene, yes. Uh-huh.
Do you ever see anybody make a lamp themselves using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Yes, but it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how they do it or what they called it?
They use this, take this thing like a wick. Mm-hmm. You take, for instance, when you go out places like on the lake or someplace like that, you don't have all those conveniences. If it happened, the lamp or something happened to go out, bulb happened to blow out or something, you have to create some kind of idea. Mm-hmm. And you can take a piece of rag, but the thing about it is, if you don't have the coal oil, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. You push it down in a can, you know, wet it, and then you light it.
In a can?
And that's about the best thing.
Just open,
whatever you can
open
get.
Open at the top?
Yes. Uh-huh. And light it at the top, you know. Mm-hmm. It'll give temporary light.
What do they call that?
Well, that's something that you have designed yourself.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have
just a makeshift light.
Uh-huh.